This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, when the coronavirus began to spread here in Idaho in March, folks who could retreated to their homes. But even with the governor's stay-home order, getting outside for walks is something elected officials and health experts encouraged all of us to do. So that inspired Boise artist Wendy Blickenstaff. She lives in the city's historic North End, where walking and biking around the neighborhood have become really a part of the daily routine of residents during this crisis. And in the last several weeks, the screen printer has created several pieces of public art on the telephone poles around the North End. You may have seen some of them, as symbols of hope and encouragement during an isolating and frightening time. Our senior producer, Frankie Barnhill, spoke with the artist to learn more and started by asking her about the prints.
The really great thing about printmaking is that you can create an image and you get to share it. It's something that is shareable. You don't have to give the image away. You can create new images. Each piece that goes through the press has its own personality and has its own uniqueness about it. So it feels like it's an original. And because I'm a printmaker, I feel like I'm able just to kind of give some art away in this really sort of dark time as a kind of goodwill gesture to try to make people feel maybe a little bit better.
That's really interesting. And the size of the pieces, it seems as though they vary, but kind of generally speaking, how big are we talking?
Well, the biggest one, Hunkered Down, is that piece is about 22 inches long and about 10 inches wide. And that piece has groups of people that are my style of interpreting people is more of a silhouette, less detailed, kind of contemporary. So the people are pretty contemporary looking and they're in different groups, maybe one to two people. Some of them are alone, some of them are with families. And they have elongated arms that are collapsed around themselves, trying to kind of hunker down or protect themselves. And that piece has some light marks, light lines that go from one group of people to the next, indicating some sort of visual or virtual connection that we're connected, even if we're physically apart, we're still connected through societal behaviors like wearing masks or, you know, employers to employees, and also virtually through the social networking. So that piece is one of the biggest pieces that's on the telephone poles. The other pieces are smaller. One of them is 5x7, which is a virtual hug, and it's a person standing, kind of a silhouette, and there are virtual hands coming around to give the person a hug. And I'm quite a sensitive person, so I just feel really bad for the people that are quarantined alone. They don't have people interacting with them on a daily basis. And I guess by hanging these pieces up in the neighborhood, I felt like that might let people know that people care about them. Like, we're a caring community and that they're not alone, or at least they're not alone in feeling like they're alone. I mean, just acknowledging that everybody's kind of going through a tough time, I think is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, speaking to my own experience with your pieces, I think I saw my first one, I think it was March 26th, because I took a picture of it because it kind of stopped me in my tracks. And it's the image, it's a vertical image on a telephone pole. And the writing on it, and I don't know if this is the name of the piece, but it says, "Love the one you're with." And it's several pairs of figures, you know, embraced. And it just really seemed really powerful. So you've spoken a little bit, but really, what made you do this? You know, what made you decide that to make pieces on this theme and then to hang them for the public?
Yeah, like wow, how weird is that? Like hanging artwork up on telephone poles. Definitely, this situation with the COVID-19 and when this first started to unravel across America, like realizing what this was really going to entail, I was kind of scared. And I was really kind of worried about my neighborhood and worried about other people, people in homeless shelters. And I thought about my skill set as an artist and what I could do to help. And I started to create some images, and I did put some out on social media, but I was thinking about, well, if somebody was walking along the street, social distancing, that coming upon an image on a telephone pole might make them feel better about the situation or have a connection that to other people, know they're not the only ones. And so I'm pretty excited that you just kind of happened upon the piece. That was my intention, is that they would be in kind of awkward places that people would just randomly, you know, walk upon them.
Yeah, it's almost been kind of like a scavenger hunt for me, and I'm sure other people who've noticed them in the neighborhood as well around the North End. As how many pieces have you hung so far?
So I was really kind of, I'm such a rule follower that I was like, oh my gosh, could I get in trouble for this? So I, you know, in the wee hours in the morning, you know, I'm like sneaking out, stapling images to the telephone poles, and as this has kind of unraveled, I've made several pieces. Love the One You're With is Ones You're With is one of them, and Quarantine Hang In There, and the most recent one I hung up last week is I think it's You Can Do This, and it's a everyday hero. But I have continued to kind of hang them up in different places, and I've gotten a little bit bolder about where I've hung them. There's some of them are down by the Interfaith Sanctuary, and there are a few down by the City Lights Women's Shelter. And I actually hope that when this starts to pass, that people will help me take them down, because I'm not exactly sure where all of them are hung. So
wow.
There's that.
You know, one thing that I've also noticed with them is that, you know, they rely on this blue palette, and in art history, blue is sometimes seen as representing, you know, depression or loneliness, thinking about Picasso's famous blue period, but it can also mean stability and peace. Did you purposely choose that palette, or, you know, what do you think it means? What do you think it means for this series?
I do. I feel like, you know, there's definitely been a bunch of fear with the pandemic, but there's also been a lot of reflection. And, you know, I've spent a lot of times walking with my shadows and thinking about things. And for me, like purples and blues are kind of somber, but not necessarily depressing, but just kind of a reflective color, and maybe hopeful. I usually print in black, to tell you the truth, and so this is a change of color palette for me, and I do think it's reflective of the pieces and kind of the artistic mood that they've brought out.
Interesting. Is it fair to say that you've felt, you know, more inspired or differently inspired during this time?
Wow. Yeah. I had to quit working on the series of artwork that I was doing, just because it was just too dark, and I just needed something that was a little more hopeful. And I am always looking as an artist to connect with people. When a piece of artwork doesn't connect with anybody, it feels pretty dead to me. So I think that was another inspiration to try to put my artwork out where people could connect with it. All my shows have been canceled this spring, so I didn't have any of those to look forward to. And so by putting the art out on telephone poles, it was a way for me to bring it alive and to hopefully have it be useful.
Are you feeling more or less connected to your neighbors during this time?
I'm feeling much more connected to my neighbors. I've struck up conversations with people I've never talked to before. I think I ask, you know, some elderly people in my neighborhood how they're doing a little bit more. And I am much more grateful for the connections I do have. It's kind of made me evaluate who the people are around me and how precious those connections really are.
That was Boise artist Wendy Blickenstaff, whose works of art can be found on telephone poles around the historic North End in Boise. And you know, we are always looking for your questions and comments. Coming up this Wednesday, we will have a panel of Idaho doctors working to beat COVID-19. Do you have a question for them? You can leave us a voicemail with your question. We may use it on Wednesday's show. Here's that phone number for you, 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. And if you are a fan of the show, and we hope you are, support it by becoming a member of this public radio station today. This Thursday, we are doing a one-day drive to raise $180,000. Can you help us get to that goal early? If you can, it would be so great. You can give online right now by going to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. We really appreciate your support, especially during this time when we are doing all we can to bring you the news and information factually and accurately. Thank you so much for supporting Boise State Public Radio News, but also Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Monday. I hope you find some joy in it. We'll see you back here tomorrow.